performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is Ken Niles ushering in another Command Performance. Yes, sir, half an hour brimming over with stuff for you guys and gals who write us, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And mistress of ceremonies tonight? Well, you told us that lots of you love this gal's movie and radio work, and many of you have been charmed by her bedside visits at hospitals. Now we're proud and happy to have her here on our own program, the lovely and vivacious Penny Singleton.
Thank you. Hello, gang. Good evening, Ken. My, what a glowing introduction.
Well, Blondie, I'd go for a girl of your type. You know, all domestic and stuff, the typical housewife. I really feel there should be a girl like you in every man's kitchen.
Oh, you really mean that, Ken?
I'll say I do. And to start off, why don't you meet me in my kitchen tonight?
In your kitchen? Why, Ken, what can we do in your kitchen?
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure we can cook up something. You know, having you there in my kitchen would make me very popular with my friends. They'd all be dropping in to see what's cooking.
Oh. Ken, if I come over, should I bring a recipe?
Nope. Just bring a pressure kettle, honey. I'm planning on cooking with gas.
With gas? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Ken. I prefer cooking over that canned heat. You know, Sterno.
You do? Mm-hmm. Oh, darn it. I'm fresh out of Sterno. Just like that. You know, my brother, Swim In It Niles, stole every can I had.
My, your brother must really like that canned heat.
Oh, he sure does. You know, he says it gives him a warmer glow than he ever got with Lord Calvert.
Oh. Well, Ken, couldn't we light up a bottle of Lord Calvert's and cook over that?
I'm afraid not. My neighbor, old Grandma Snyder, borrowed every drop I had. She borrows it as fast as I can buy it.
Grandma Snyder, that nice old lady?
Yes, well, she uses it for rubbing purposes. You know, a lady her age needs a lot of massages for her lumbago.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, poor old soul. She's been suffering a lot lately from lumbago of the tonsils. Well, Danny, let's skip that. Well, let's not skip it then, huh? What have you cooked up for command tonight, huh?
Here's a visit from the happiness girl, the lovely gal with the so expressive face. Her face mirrors all the flaming passion and emotion that can come only from suffering or heartbreak, or drinking a flat glass of Pepsi Cola. It's Virginia O'Brien.
Hello, all you gorgeous people. I'm positively thrilled to death.
We're glad to have you here, laughing girl.
Oh, Penny, I'm tired of being known as the kid who never laughs. I've changed.
You have?
Yes. They say that people who eat a lot of candy are always busting out laughing, so I've been eating a lot of candy.
Did it do any good?
Yes. Today I busted out several times.
You busted out laughing?
No, just busted out.
Virginia, when you laugh, you must laugh all over. You certainly don't laugh with your face.
Oh, Virginia has a laughing place of her own, Ken. Tell him, honey.
Has a laughing place, a laughing place to go, ho, ho. Take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho. When you're blue and feeling low, that's the time to go. Ho, ho, old man Trouble will leave, I know, when he hears your ho, ho, ho. Ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. Boy, am I in luck. I think about my laughing place and yuck, 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 yuck. Everybody has a laughing place to go. Ho, ho, take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho. Oh, King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his bowl, and he called for his pipe, and he called for his fiddler's tree. Now every fiddler had a fiddle, and a very fine fiddle had he. There's nothing as rare as can compare with. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty fell. He fell and broke and spread his yoke. And he began to yell, oh, yell, oh. Everybody has a laughing place. A laughing place. A laughing place. Frown and turn it upside down, then you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho, hee, hee, ha, ha, ho.
J.L. Fairbanks, and all you other fans, hang on tight to your receivers. Here comes your favorite lecturer on current events with a report of modern living and housing. It's none other than Jack Haley.
Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to be sure that you're all in a friendly mood tonight. So I want you to know that just before the show, I gave each usher a case of bourbon. And during the performance, the ushers will pass out among you. Now, as Penny told you, I really have been inspecting the most interesting things in houses.
Say, Jack, you look as if somebody threw a bottle of leg makeup at your face. What happened?
Well, I made an inspecting mistake, Ken. I transomed when I should have keyholed.
Well, Jack, I thought you were going... No? Jack, I thought you were going to the modern housing exhibit.
Oh, I did, Ken, and I went there in the modern way in my new car. I got a new Kaiser Frazier car. It cost $4,000, but it has no brakes.
Oh, Jack, if it has no brakes, how do you stop the car?
Well, I stamp on the floorboard, then Mr. Kaiser and Mr. Frazier drag their feet. That slows it up. Then I looked for the model house, but first I went to the wrong place. And a beautiful, gorgeous redhead screamed when she saw me peeking over a transom. Was I embarrassed? I thought I'd never get over it. Turn over.
Tell me, Jack, at the exhibit, did you see any of the marvelous new machines?
Oh, yes. They've made some miraculous progress. Take the automatic dishwashers. They're great. All you have to do is scrape off the dried egg, soak up the gravy, rub off the strain, scrub your dishes in soapy water, rinse them and dry them, and the machine does all the rest. The thing has interchangeable tubs. You put in a small tub and it grinds the dirt off your dishes. You put in the medium-sized tub and it beats the dirt out of your clothes.
Well, have you thought of putting in a great big tub?
Oh, yes, Ken, but that's no way to treat a mother-in-law.
Kinds of progress, even in women's clothes.
Now, how much progress could a guy make in women's clothes?
Hmm?
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, I see. Penny, it's shocking the way women dress. You know that only this afternoon I saw a girl wearing a paint dress.
Oh, Jack, what's wrong with a simple, ordinary paint print dress?
No, gee, you can say it right. Isn't that wonderful? Nothing's wrong, but this one was painted on her skin. Wasn't much of a joke, anyway.
Jack, you're just being silly now. Come on.
Well, look how the times are changing the kids. The little ones are tough. I've seen little kids playing tiddlywinks with manhole covers. They're so tough. And a bunch of kids down the street from me are always playing cops and robbers.
Oh, Jack, there's nothing wrong with a nice, friendly game of cops and robbers.
Yeah? With real cops? And the worst kid of all is my landlord's little boy. Today I saw him playing skip the rope.
Well, what's wrong with that?
His daddy was hanging from the end of it. Then take the older kids. They're too healthy. They wear you out. I went to the Palladium with a couple of Bobby Soxers the other night. Oh, brother. They said, come on, you Wicky. Limp out. You're square. Yet swing it. Swing it? After two of those dances, I can't even lift it. All this they call progress. Everything changing. I guess one of the few things you can depend upon is the old folks.
Say, Jack, does your grandmother still go for old granddad?
Yes, she's still going around together. Yes, she's still going around together. Like a broken record. Give me the old-fashioned thing.
Isn't there anything you like, Jack? How about the new airplane?
Well, all I can say is that they're fast. I read about the new American Airlines plane that goes so fast, you can have breakfast in Berlin, lunch in London, dinner in New York, and bicarbonate in Los Angeles. Well, what good does it do?
What good?
Well, look, last week the plane went around the world. It took off from Los Angeles, flew over New York, London, and Shanghai, used 150,000 tons of gas. It cost over $100,000. 7 days later, they landed in Pomona. Pomona, think of it. All that trouble just to save driving through Pasadena. Yes, everything's changing. Everything is progress except nursery rhymes. You know nursery rhymes are over 200 years old? Kids have progressed today. They're modern. You tell a kid, take that rhyme, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. You tell a kid today that that's the reason that Jack and Jill went up the hill, they'll laugh right in your puss. Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Now, that's an old-fashioned... That's very old-fashioned. We have a lot of modern rhymes in this country. Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, Hammerstein. Here's how Cole Porter might do Miss Muffet.
When she began to sit down, she didn't have any radar to guide her. She didn't spy that spider beside her. When she began to sit down, oh, she wasn't prepared to meet that spider's aggression. Oh, she said to herself, little fool, use your discretion. And she sat right down on her tuffet, excuse the expression. She didn't say night and day.
Now that is the way the kids would like Little Miss Muffet today. But whoever thought the day would come when you could buy a prefabricated house? Do you realize it only takes 3 hours to put up one of those houses? The only trouble is every 3 hours you have to put it up again. And this really is an age of gadgets. In the old days when a woman wanted to go to bed, she put on a nightgown and went to sleep. The day before a woman gets into bed, she puts on hair curlers, wrinkle erasers, dimple depressors, ear flatteners, nose straighteners. Why, if a man wants to kiss his wife goodnight, he has to fight his way through $12 worth of hardware. Yes, we're living in an era of sophisticated Broadway shows. And maybe the kids would like to hear it this way.
Boys and girls all know of Miss Muffet, but they read one line and they slough it. I'm referring now to her tuffet, and it's not on top. She was oh so wise, she would simonize to protect it against the weather. But the rain and snow, it beat it so that it looked like genuine leather. People very often would doubt it, and they'd ask her questions about it. Then one day they saw her without it, how their eyes did pop. So she bought another tuffet at the second-hand furniture shop. Yes, sir, that's probably the way the kids would appreciate it. You know, that tune is familiar to them. They hear it on the radio all the time. Radio, what's happened to radio? I was talking to a fellow not long ago that's been in radio for years and years. He told me he was in radio when it was LS, before it was MFT. He told me that he was in radio when the mystery chef didn't have a pot. You should hear this fellow talk about this. the years that he's been in radio. I remember that he was talking about when you give anyone tickets, you know, to go to see a radio in the old days, you give them a couple of tickets. They say, who's the star? What's the name of the band? Now it's, how much can I win? All these shows, you know, they're all trying to top each other, giving things away. In the old days, they used to start with the small prizes. They used to give you a key ring, a pencil, stuff like that. Now each show tries, these quiz shows try to top each other. The other day, a guy was in one of those shows, he answered two simple questions, and he won the Grand Canyon. Oh, and then those commercials. I got something down here about commercials. You know those commercials? This program is brought to you each week by the makers of the new taste sensation, food. Friends, have you tried food? It's not only good before meals and after meals, but during meals. Now that materials are available again, food is back on your grocery shelf. In convenient sizes, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. If people drop in on you unexpectedly, you need never be embarrassed if you serve food. Do as your doctor does. Eat food, and with millions of others, you'll be saying, I just can't live without it. I got some more Muffet left, haven't I? Yeah. Give me the Muffet in opera style. This is the opera version of the Muffet. Oh, fancy meeting you out here. Miss Muffet, you look so very sweet and dear. On your puppet, I could go on, but what's this? It's plain to see that you're you and your puppet makes Mother goose. When I read Jack and Jill, you know I get no thrill, and I don't give a if Tom, Tom, Tom stole a pig, stole a pig, stole a pig, a pig, a pig, hey! When you're around, the rest are out. When I see your curtain way, I forget about Jack Warner in his corner, Mother Hubbard and her cupboard, Baby Bunting, Daddy's hunting, Georgie Porgy and his orgy, Daddy Mary, Mike and Jerry, Simple Simon and the Pieman. Where did Simon go away?
Great. Say, Penny, I understand you're going to surprise the gang with a song. What's it going to be?
Oh, a pretty little tune called I Believe. You know something? When I hear that line about wishing wells, I seem to feel as if I'm in a garden by a wishing well.
Well, now, Penny, make that English garden. I'll join you in the swing.
Oh? their beautiful English garden.
Yes. Oh, Cynthia. Cynthia.
I do everything. I mean, I don't do
it. What is it? Reginald?
Oh, I do love your wishing well. That is a wishing well, isn't it?
Yes, Reginald. People make wishes, then they toss pennies into the well.
I say, who has to dive into the water and retrieve those pennies?
Oh, nobody. Pater is floating down there with his mouth open.
Well, isn't he getting frightfully damp?
I suppose so. He's been down there for months.
Cynthia!
Forget your Pater. Did you miss me while I was away?
Yes. You traveled over all over, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, and yet I couldn't make myself buy a ticket to India.
India?
Oh, you didn't buy a ticket to India.
No.
Why didn't you?
I guess I'm too stingy. Sit close to me. That's it. I now am a man of the world.
Reginald, stop touring the world. Reginald, are you glad to be back in England?
You could have got a laugh with that if it's just a little slower. Let's take it over again, see if we can get along.
Did all right, but I'll try it again.
I'm now a man of the world.
Reginald, stop touring the world. Reggie.
See, this, I guess, it means business.
Are you glad to be back in England?
Yes. Although it's rather confusing having to drive up the left-hand side of the street.
Is it really?
Yes, I keep thinking I'm back in California. However, today I had a gay old time. Hunting for pheasants, bending for snipes, fishing for chips. Then I went horseback riding.
Oh, you do love riding, don't you, Reggie?
Yes, if there's anything I love to do is horsing around. Runs in the family, you know. My Peter followed the horses, too.
Oh, yes. They say he was quite stylish as he followed the horses.
Yes, indeed. You should have seen him with his top hat, white tie, and broom. However, something marred the joy of my day. As I was cutting through a farmer's pasture, he took a shot at me.
Oh, my goodness, Reginald. Where did he hit you?
I can't say, but he made my +4s a -1. But, Cynthia, let's not talk. Let's just sit here holding hands.
Reggie, would you like to come over and hold hands tomorrow night?
That'll be even more passionate than this. Tomorrow evening, I'll hold one of yours.
Oh. Reginald, must you always be so bashful?
When I come calling tomorrow evening, things will be different, girl. I won't just sit here twiddling my thumbs, you know.
you won't?
No. I'll twiddle my toes.
You'll twiddle your toes.
Righto. When I'm alone with a girl, I'm not the type to sit with her all night doing nothing. May I see you then?
Perhaps. But I've had enough of this bashfulness. If you come over, I expect to be made wild, passionate love to you. I want to be held tight and kissed and caressed. Reggie, do you understand?
Just one thing.
What's that?
If I'm not here by 8 o'clock, you go ahead without me. Oh, speak to me, girl. Make it pretty.
I believe, I guess that I believe because I believe that dreams come true if you wish for a dream by a wishing well.
Don't tell the wish or you'll break the spell.
It may sound naive, but that's what I believe.
I believe, I believe, I believe in wishing well.
And I also believe in a lot of things, things the daisy tells.
I believe, I believe. Morning,
lots of luck, lots of joy, lots of happiness. I believe those things.
And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus.
Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because
I believe that dreams come true.
If you wish for a dream by a wishing well,
don't tell the wish or it'll break the spell.
It may sound naive, but that's what I believe.
That's what I
wonderful, Penny. Really wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Now, gang, Bob Mitchell, the boys' choir, and I are going to wind up the proceedings with something a little different. A good night number with our blessing, dedicated to all you members of the services, wherever you may be, and to you wonderful fellows and gals listening in on the Bedside Network.
That was wonderful.
Well, we've used up all the record again. That just leaves time for us to thank you for writing and to thank all the fine people who appeared on the show. That takes in Ken Niles, Bob Mitchell and the Boys Choir, Virginia O'Brien and Jack Haley.
And Penny Singleton.
Oh, the best of everything, gang. Good night and God bless you.
This program is arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.